Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed, delighted to have you back once again, as always, here on Travel Talk. And we're going to talk about something which I have always wanted to do but haven't had a chance yet. And I know right now nobody will be doing it, but this is something that I think a lot of people might well be thinking of doing later on in the year, not least because it is relatively safe to do it. Talking about walking the Camino, and we will talk about that in just a moment. But before that, sad news for the travel industry this week with the closure of, I think it was Ireland's oldest travel agents, Joe Walsh Tours. In fact, they were older than I am, and that's saying something.
Yes.
But really sad news that they had to close their doors.
I know. Good morning, Carol. Hello to the listeners. Yeah, very sad. I met Joe Walsh himself, actually, would you believe it, years ago when I was setting up a little group tour business, and ended up doing it with Abbey Travel in the end. But he was a very nice man, and his wife was a lovely family. And I remember there was fabulous charter flights. He used to go into Sitges and do honeymoons all over the, you know, Lourdes was massive, of course. And yeah, very sad, Carol. Just one thing to mention, by the way, they're totally protected, bonded travel agency, of course, so all people's money is protected. I was chatting to Niall Glynn during the week. Niall from Marian Pilgrimages, you know, one of the biggest now in Ireland. And they were getting a lot of calls from worried people, you know. So just to assure people that, you know, Marian Pilgrimages also owns Croatia Tours, very secure company, and, you know, everything was safe. But, you know, it causes ripples when this happens, Carol, of course, you know, I mean, understandable. But a lot of people, Carol, booked for the Holy Land for December, you know, that were traveling. Mm. Niall was saying he may be putting on extra flights for that. But just to assure people that any people that were booked there with Marian Pilgrimages, and indeed anybody who was booked, is booked with Joe Walsh, that under the bonding and the licensing government arrangements, that their monies will be protected, of course. Okay. But yes, Carol, very sad.
It is very sad, and sad for the family as well, seeing as this has always been a family run business, you know, for 60 years. So
Barry and David Walsh, you know, the sons of Joe Walsh's sons, you know, they were running a business. So, I mean, they put out a statement, Carol, during the week there, basically saying, you know, while they had business interruption insurance in place and they had a lot of stuff in place, they just couldn't reach agreement with their insurers. Seemingly, Carol, that's what in the statement said, that was the final straw that broke the camel's back. So that's very sad. Of course, a terribly difficult time for the travel industry in general.
Absolutely.
But
we are sad to hear that. And hopefully they will actually be able to come back once we all start back in
Absolutely.
A more positive way, for sure. Okay, so very excited to get your take on the Camino. I have never done the Camino, but this is what we're talking about this week. And I think it is something that maybe a lot of people, perhaps maybe for different reasons now, might be considering walking the Camino, because I think a lot of us have had maybe a spiritual sort of renaissance.
Absolutely, Carol.
Reformation or whatever, you know, because of what's happened.
This is a special year of the Camino because it's the year of Saint James, right? When the actual feast day of Saint James, or Santiago as in Spanish, which is the 25th of July, when that falls on a Sunday, that is declared a holy year. They're very, very rare, and they happen in cycles of 6, 5, 6, and 11 years. And I actually did the one in 2004 myself. I went from Sarria to Santiago. Now, the most popular route, Carl, would be Camino Francis, which would be the one that would go from the south of France, you know, all the way along right into Santiago de Compostela, which is beautiful. Now, if you do decide to do it in a holy year, Carol, and you go through the holy door of the magnificent cathedral there, which is just absolutely beautiful, you are forgiven all your sins. And we will all remember plenary indulgences, which were started, in fact, by Pope Calixto II. And if you do that during a holy year, Carol, gives you a free pass into heaven. Isn't that super?
You need to
do that, Carol. I'll take you on that, though, in
that
October.
That sounds great, Ed. I will take that with a pinch of salt, mind you.
Now, listen, come here. The pilgrimage tradition, by the way, began in the 9th century when King Alfonso II, he sat out from his royal court in Oviedo and he travelled to Galicia to confirm the discovery of the remains of St. James. And to safeguard the holy remains, he actually ordered the construction of this magnificent basilica. Now, you'll probably know it from seeing pictures of the massive fumador, you know, the priests swinging this massive incense burner that people think had a sort of a religious significance. But in fact, Carol, it was put there originally because when pilgrims back in the days would arrive to the cathedral, they would, of course, be smelly, as you can, you know, you can imagine, because they wouldn't have had any showers or anything in those days, back in those centuries. So the fumidor was actually put there to kind of keep everything smelling pretty fresh and pretty nice, because pilgrims used to actually sleep in the cathedral in those days. And as you were saying there, it is a beautiful thing to do. Now, it can be a religious, it can be spiritual, it can be a fabulous activity and healthy thing to do as well. And if you were to do the full one, Carol, from Saint Jean Pied de Port in France, you'd be looking at 35 days plus if you were to do the wow. whole Camino Francis. But what people here in Ireland do is they like to break it into stages like I did. And the 110 kilometers I did is actually the final leg from Sarria to Santiago. Now, you can imagine here, you're crossing through the northern part of Spain. Galicia, of course, known as Green Spain, because very like Celtic Ireland here. And it's not too hot, which is nice. But you go through Rioja, the Castilian plateau, the rolling hills there before you come down into Santiago. And of course, Carol, once you've walked 100 kilometers, you get your Compostelana passport and you get this stamped all along the way at all the different stops. And that's really, really nice. Now, just in terms of accommodation as well, by the way, in Spain, the emergency period will end on the 9th of May. Now, going into the future here, like for the summertime and into September, October, that means the refugios, Carol, which are very popular with younger people, they are less than 10 euros a night along the Camino way if you want to stay, like, you know, to be the old hostel tradition.
Am I right in saying you can't book those in advance?
You are. Indeed, Carol. Mm. It's first come, first served. What most Irish people like to do, Carol, is they like to book packages, yeah. which would be available here. Now, there you'd have 2 and 3 star hotels. Prices start, Carol, there from around 4.95. Family-run guest houses, cottages, including breakfast and dinner, by the way. Luggage transfers and your walking notes, etc. That would be about 4.95, Carl, out excluding flights. Aer Lingus, by the way, just to tell everyone, fly from June to Santiago de Compostela from 39.99 each way, and they go right through the summer, right into September. September being a really, really popular time, October as well, for the Camino way. So just to say, you can do self-guided tours, Carol. You can do guided tours as well. But whether you're an individual or whether you're in a, you know, 2 or 3 people, it's amazing because you may not, you can walk on your own and then you do inevitably kind of meet up with people. And this is, again, part of the journey of discovery, of course. Yeah. It's really, really safe. Just a few things to mention, Carol. The Camino is very, very safe. You know, you never hear of anything happening to people or getting robbed or anything. It's really well done. There's a bus as well that goes all along the Camino way. So you can hop on and hop off that bus. This year, Carol, there'll be less people doing it, obviously. The Pope, by the way, has extended the whole year from 2021 right into 2022. And that's the first time that that's happened. So that's a big deal for the Jubilee year. The one thing, Carol, as well, just about it, Galicia, that whole area there, it's absolutely magnificent. Galicia, by the way, has had one of the lowest numbers of COVID in Spain. So very, very safe. And they've had very, very few cases. So it's just interesting just to mention that for people as well, because obviously it's very important for people and they're planning stuff. But all along the Basque country, Asturias, Navarra there, Cantabria, Castile and Leon, just absolutely, Carl, this is the real Spain, you know, it's absolutely fantastic. And the Camino way, you get healthy, you meet people, it's just, you're out in the outdoors, it's absolutely gorgeous, you know, it's really,
and
really
I have
nice.
To say that anybody I've ever spoken to who has done it, even done a bit of it, has said that they have come home changed by it in
yeah.
some way.
Yeah.
They've come home a different person, a better person.
I can completely vouch for that myself, because I actually did it when I was living in South Africa. I flew from South Africa to Spain and we did it 10 people. It was fabulous, because what happens was you were all stressed out at the start and you're worried about your shoes and have I the right socks on and is this good? And, you know, will my bags be at the bloody B&B when I get there? You know, there was like, and it all fades away. And this Spanish countryside, it just gets into you and you just feel, oh my goodness, like you just start to get a perspective, I would say, Carol, on life, when you do this. You're walking every day and it's almost like you're walking away all your stress and your worries. And at the end of it, when you get to this magnificent cathedral, it's like a revelation and you're like, oh my God, what have I? And you do feel in touch with nature and it gets rid of all the bad stuff and you do feel cleansed in a sort of a way. It's
I think we all need that now after the year plus that we've been through. And I know most of us have a different perspective, but it sounds like this will even add something more positive to that perspective. Okay, Ed, so just a reminder, if anybody listening wants to find out more information, where do they go?
So yeah, if you want to have a look at the websites there, Carl, the Spanish Tourist Board website, spain.info, and for Galicia, tourgalicia.es. I'll just spell that. It's tourgalicia.es. And that's a really good website as well. And caminoways.com, followthecamino.com. There's another company called maxadventure.com as well, which are UK based, but they do other kind of different routes as well, which are quite interesting. Really, Carl, a fantastic thing to do this year, especially, and into next year as well. And remember, all your sins could be forgiven, Carl. There you go.
As I said earlier on, Ed, I will take that with a pinch of salt.
We'd have to walk the 35 days, I'd say. Would I? I'd have to walk it up and down twice to get, I'd say.
Yeah, I think it would take a lot more than that now for my sins to be forgiven. But anyway, that's another story.
We'll get you booked up and we'll all be vaccinated soon anyway, Carol, and we'll all be up and down the Camino and we'll be feeling wonderfully cleansed and happy.
There you go. All right, Ed. Edvin, thank you for that. We'll put all that information up on the Travel Talk website and the podcast will be up on the Saturday Live page too at sunshineradio.ie. Ed, have a wonderful bank holiday weekend and we will look forward to catching up with you again next Saturday.
Absolutely. Gracias. All the best.
Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.